Welcome back, Transfer Cats, to 30 Days to Transfer. I am your host, Scott Cooper, also known as Transfer Man. You can find me at transferman.org or on Instagram at transfermancc. Today's episode is called We Travel Together. And there's an African proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. We've mentioned that before. Well, when it comes to transferring to university, that couldn't be more true. Today, we're going to talk about why you need a team. But first, a quick dad joke here. Do you know who invented fractions? King Henry VIII. Ooh. You're welcome. Hey, I'd tell you a chemistry joke, but I don't know if I'll get a reaction. Oh, that's the old 1-2 punch from the dad this morning. Anyway, if you're driving on your way to work, good morning. It's time for a great day. Let's get down to it. In my years as a transfer counselor, I've noticed something. The students who are most successful at transferring, I mean the ones who get into their top choice university, who seem calm, even when deadlines are looming, who bounce back after setbacks, they all had one thing in common. You know what that one thing is? I bet you guessed it. They weren't traveling alone. These students were connected across campus. They knew people in different offices, programs, departments. Because of that, they had three things. They got amazing letters of recommendation. They stayed on top of their deadlines. And they handled stress and setbacks like pros. So how'd they do it? They built a team early. This is kind of like, I imagine, you know, the NASCAR driver, how they pull in and you hear that, and the pit crew just goes to work, takes the tires off, fills the gas, all that stuff. Well, if you're the driver, you're in this transfer race. But without your team, you're stuck on the track when something goes wrong, right? So today we are going to build your team. The five areas of your transfer team are going to include 1, transfer, 2, family, 3, career major, 4, academic support, and 5, your peers. So let's break these down. Number 1 is your transfer headquarters. I mean, this is the transfer center. This should feel like a second home. Here's what I want you to do. Learn when they're open, what services they offer. Go to their workshops. Yes, they host them. They host them on all the Cal State and UC applications and personal statements and financial aid, all that stuff. So yes, go to them. Sign up for transfer classes. Most schools have a transfer class. You're going to surround yourself with people that are going the same place you are. It's awesome. Attend the transfer fair. Go on college tours. Check out the guest speakers when they come in. Basically, live in your transfer center. This is where you're going to get the most accurate and up-to-date information about deadlines, applications, and requirements. I can't tell you how many times during the transfer season, application deadlines or small changes were made, and they pushed that information out to the transfer centers first, and then we shared it with students. If you're not at the transfer center, you're not getting the information directly from the university, okay? So go to your transfer center. Number 2, your family. Your family is your emotional and financial backbone of this whole thing. So whoever that includes for you, this is the emotional core of your journey. Talk to them about your goals, your dreams, and even your fears. Let them know kind of what you're working on and why it matters to you. I know a lot of times if you're part of a first generation family, other members of your family that didn't go to college or didn't graduate, didn't get a bachelor's, they don't really understand what you're going through. So you have to be very patient with them too, because they may not know. I want to say that family plays a huge role in finances as well. So whether they're supporting you or you're supporting them, or a combination of the two, it's an integral connection here. And you really want to keep your family informed. They're going to be the ones that are going to lift you up when things get hard. So they're also going to remind you why you started and they're going to celebrate with you. Your family is going to be with you long after all this transfer has come and gone, right? They're the ones that are with you for life. Okay. Number three, in your career and major, you have guides for your future. These are probably your mentors that you've chosen, right? They're in your major or career goals. Professors are going to be a great resource here. They know universities. They know the strong programs. They know their field. They know them better than myself or transfer counselors. They know their particular niche really, really well. They can connect you to professional opportunities in your local community. You can pick up like valuable internships, even paid jobs, doing what you want to do now through connections with your career or major mentor. So this is also a potential letter of recommendation, which you may need for scholarships or things like that as well. Think of these professors as guides who can help you make decisions that align with your long-term care plans. Okay. Number four, academic support. Staying on track. Let's be honest. Everyone hits a rough patch in their classes at some point. That's why you need to know exactly where to get help before you need it. Every campus has a tutoring center, and it's usually free. So don't wait until you're failing a class to show up. That's kind of what a rookie mistake. Oh my gosh, I got an F on this test. I think I'm going to go to the tutoring center. You know what? If you struggle with math or writing, start tutoring immediately before the test. An old saying is a stitch in time saves nine. Well, trust me, this year it's going to be really important. For example, the Golden Four in the Cal State system, which is your English, your speech, your critical thinking, and your math, those have traditionally been non-negotiable. You had to pass something. So I can't tell you how many students did not get to transfer because one of the Golden Four they did not pass, and it usually was math. Did you hear about the math teacher's garden, by the way? Yeah, all their trees, it's kind of weird. They have square roots. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. Go to your tutoring center early. Really get going on that from the get-go, okay? So we don't have any transfer mishaps come spring. And the fifth area is peers and helping others along the process who are in it with you. So this is someone who's on the road with you, a peer or accountability partner. This is someone you can vent to, laugh with, encourage. You guys can go together to the transfer events on the college tours. You're not doing the work for them and they're not doing yours. You're simply keeping each other motivated and focused. This relationship goes both ways. So you'll find that supporting others actually strengthens your own commitment. You know that they say like the best way to learn something is to teach it. That's so true. So helping others along the way. So let's bring this all together. Now that you've identified the five areas, here's your next step. Tell your team they're on your team. Okay. Say, hey, you're part of my transfer team. I want to thank you for being on my transfer team. You're going to be surprised at how much people appreciate it. When others know how you value them in your journey, they become even more invested in your success. Remember, you're the driver, but your pit crew, the team that you build, is what is going to get you across the finish line. Okay, let's go back to that proverb. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. Your transfer journey isn't just about speed. It's about getting where you truly want to go. And to do that, you need a team. Start building those relationships today and watch how smooth your journey becomes. Thank you for joining me on episode 7 of 30 Days to Transfer. Tomorrow we'll be talking about Que Padre, so don't miss it. Until then, remember, we travel together.